Life's a ball, let it fall right in your lap.
Hello and welcome to New York Standard. I'm your host, Andre Archambault. New York Standard is a show dedicated to the best music from the era that made New York Standard. This is the music from the great jazz ages, from swing and bop to cabaret and Broadway. Ellington, Basie, and of course Nat Cole and Johnny Hartman, as we hear from them each and every week. This week's episode is called Lush Life for a reason. All of these songs have a lush feel to them, and no, there's not one Nelson Riddle arrangement in the mix, unless he's under a pseudonym here that I'm unaware of. This first song is a special song from Bill Evans, from his From Left to Right album. The reason it's special is because as I was sort of scanning through my different playlists and different music, I stumbled across this song, and boy, this is so lush. And it was the inspiration for the show. So here is Why Did I Choose You from Bill Evans, the album From Left to Right on New York Standard.
Thank you. It's gone and started raining. I'm lonesome as a man can be. It's gone and started raining. I'm lonesome as a man can be. 'Cause every time it rains, I realize what you mean to me. If you read my letters, baby, you sure must have read my mind. If you read my letters, baby, you sure must have read my mind. Then you wouldn't have left me to sit alone and And when the weekend
like I start out just crying my heart out. Lord above me, make her love me the way she should. I've got it bad, and that ain't good. Do nothing till you hear from me. Pay no attention to what's said. Why people tear the seam of anyone's dream is over my head. Do nothing till you hear from me. At least consider our romance. If you should take the word of others you've heard, I haven't a chance. True, I've been seen with someone new, but does that mean that I'm untrue when we were apart? Words in my heart reveal how I feel about you. Some kiss may cloud my memory, and other arms may hold a thrill. But please do nothing till you hear from me, and you never will. Consider our romance, give love another chance. Do nothing till you hear from me.
The inimitable Mr. B, Billy Eckstein. I let a song go out of my heart. I got it bad, and that ain't good. Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me. It's a medley from a live album I picked up last summer from an album called No Cover, No Minimum. It's a lot of fun, that record. It really, really is. It's a kind of album you put on while you're making dinner on a Sunday night and making, you know, it's a nice, really, really nice record. And just before that, we heard some more Billy Eckstein. That was Stormy Monday Blues. Billy Eckstein and Count Basie from the Basie Eckstein Incorporated album. Again, obviously, Count Basie is known for being lush himself. So up next is, I haven't done a straight up wild card in a while, and this one sort of is in the scheme of things. This is somebody I happened to read a segment or a piece earlier in the week about British soul singer Mick Hucknall. He's the fellow from the band that was, I hesitate to call him a one-hit wonder because they really weren't. They had a couple of, they did have a couple of hits, but it was a band called Simply Red, and their big hit was Holding Back the Years. And I don't know, I can't remember exactly what prompted me to look him up. Some sort of cross-reference on social media, I think. And he mentioned, I think in 08 or 09, that Mick had done a Bobby Blue Bland cover record. And I don't worry, we're not going to hear from that, although it may be a perfectly good record. I've not heard it, I haven't downloaded it, I haven't bought it, so I don't know it. But why not hear from the original Bobby Blue Bland? This is Ain't That Lovin' You from Bobby Blue Bland on New York Standard.
let me down so low. It makes no difference, darling, I just love you more and more. And every time you smile, you know I'm smiling with you. Every time you cry, you know I shed a few tears too. Ain't that loving you, baby? Ain't that loving you, baby? And I know that's loving you. Ain't that loving you, baby? I don't believe you know what I'm talking about. I don't believe you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about love, love, love. 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 You know I told you, darling, that I'd never let you down. No matter what you do, I'd always be around. You treat me like a schoolboy, that you know is true. It makes no difference, darling, I'll take care of you. Ain't that loving you, baby? Ain't that loving you? Yeah, baby, that loving you. Ain't that loving you, baby? And every time you smile, I'm smiling with you. Oh, ain't that loving you, baby? I know that's loving you.
Yeah.
That is a tune called Hog Callin' Blues. That's from Charles Mingus, the one and only. You know, I've said this before, and I almost wonder if I should rename the name of this show as The One and Only, because all of these artists that I play, almost all of them, week in, week out, song in, song out, they're the one and only of they're original to themselves, and I guess that's why they make the cut on this show. That is Hog Callin' Blues. That is from the Oh Yeah record. I thought it was a perfect, and I mean perfect, companion to Bobby Bland just before that. We may hear a little bit more of Mr. Bland. Never was a name more of an oxymoron. That man was anything but bland. Anything but bland. Yeah, I hope you enjoyed that little diversion. It's a lot of fun, especially here for what is a long holiday weekend for those of us in the States. Up next is kind of a fun, still Lush. Don't forget, this is Lush Life is the episode. This is a fun song called Waltz for Debbie. This is Cannonball Adderley's take on the song Waltz for Debbie. Only here on New York Standard. Thank you.
populated by dolls and clowns and a prince and a big purple bear. Lives my favorite girl, unaware of the worried frowns that we weary grown-ups all wear. In the sun, she dances to silent music, songs that are spun of gold, somewhere in her own little head. One day, all too soon, she'll grow up and she'll leave her dolls and her prince and her silly old bear. When she goes, they will cry as they whisper goodbye. They will miss her, I fear, but then so will I. Silly old bear. When she goes, they will cry as they whisper goodbye. They will miss her, I fear, but then so will I. When she goes, they will cry as they whisper goodbye. They will miss her, I know, but then so will I.
Waltz for Debbie there. That's Johnny Hartman. And before that, we heard Cannonball Adderley do the same tune. That is a Bill Evans song, and I wanted to bring that to you. It's, you know, again, under the heading of Lush. Those two songs, those two arrangements, I think, are Lush for what they are. Up next, To the Ends of the Earth, Nat Cole.
To the ends of the earth, I'll follow my star. To the ends of the earth, just to be where you are. No matter where you roam, I'll never be far behind. Who cares where the path may wind? As long as I find you, though the melody dies, the song lingers on, and a thousand goodbyes won't convince me you're gone. I'll follow you, my love, you'll never be free. To the ends of the earth, till you've given your love to me.
To the ends of the earth, I'll follow my star. To the ends of
the earth, just to be where you are.
No matter where you roam, I'll never be far behind. Who cares where the path may wind, as long as I find you. Though the melody dies,
though the melody dies,
the song lingers on,
the song lingers on,
and a thousand goodbyes,
a thousand goodbyes
won't convince me you're gone.
Convince me you're gone.
I'll follow you, my love, you'll never be free. To the ends of the earth till you've given your love to
of the earth, just to be where you are. No matter where you roam, I'll never be far behind. Who cares where the path may wind, as long as I find you. Though the melody dies, the song lingers on, and a thousand goodbyes won't convince me you're gone. I'll follow you, my love, you'll never be free. To the ends of the earth till you've given your love to me. No matter where you roam, I'll never be far behind. Who cares where the path may wind, as long as I find you. Though the melody dies, the song lingers on, and a thousand goodbyes won't convince me you're gone. I'll follow you, my love, you'll never be free. To the ends of the earth till you've given your love to me.
Well, that's what is called an audible in football, maybe a squeeze play in baseball. I did a little research on the song To the Ends of the Earth while it was playing, and I came across, I don't remember the click history, I would have to sort of look at it again, but I happened to notice that Marvin Gaye did a version of the song. And then as I clicked around, I saw that he did an entire tribute album to Nat Cole, and through the glory and power that is the internet, that is how you're hearing this show after all, I downloaded the entire bloody record during during that last song, and very impressed. Now, that being said, it's sort of a rough master. I sort of wish it were I wish it sounded a little bit better. It does not sound great, but it sounds very good and it's unique, so I don't mind having coughed up the $10 for those dozen songs or so. And it's Marvin Gaye. I mean, what are you going to do? How bad can you do there? But I hope you enjoyed that. That was, like I said, it was a surprise addition to the show. So one of the original Lush songs, Body and Soul, by Coleman Hawkins, on New York Standard.
Mm-hmm.
Guess I'll Hang My Tears Out to Dry by Dexter Gordon off of the really famous Go record. And before that, we heard again from Count Basie and his orchestra from the April in Paris record. Probably, in my opinion, his most lush record. There's strings, you got the full arrangement. That's a really beautiful record. That's another Sunday Dinner album. And before that, we had Body and Soul, Coleman Hawkins. Again, in a lot of ways, that really is sort of the original lush song. So many people look at that performance as the ultimate smooth, the very first sort of smooth, lush tune that came out of the jazz era that was built to be that way. And a beautiful, beautiful song, that's for sure. Up next, we have a two-shot of the same song from two different artists. It Never Entered My Mind by two saxophone greats, Coleman Hawkins and Ben Webster, together from the Verve record that they made, Coleman Hawkins Encounters Ben Webster. It Never Entered My Mind.
Mm-hmm.
It Never Entered My Mind by George Shearing from his solo piano record called Grand Piano. That, in a lot of ways, that album is lush, despite the fact that there's no other instrumentation. It's simply Shearing on piano. And if it were anyone else, I don't know that anyone else could carry that off the same way. Certainly not the same way, but in that same sense. Worth picking up that album. And before that, the same tune, It Never Entered My Mind, Coleman Hawkins and Ben Webster. Really beautiful rendition there as well. Well, earlier in this show, I tipped my hat to Nat Cole and Marvin Gaye. But let's go back to Nat. To what I think of as probably the lushest of the songs that he ever did. Probably the most famous of the songs that he ever did, too. Unforgettable.
Unforgettable, that's what you are. Unforgettable, though near or far, like a song of love that clings to me, how the thought of you does things to me. Never before has someone been more unforgettable in every way. And forevermore, that's how you'll stay. That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too. Unforgettable in every way. And forevermore, that's how you stay. That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too.
Nat Cole, Unforgettable. The ultimate Nat Cole song, really. I can't think of a better way to end the show. If it weren't for this next song, we would have ended with Nat doing Unforgettable. But how can you not end a show called Lush Life without playing Lush Life? This is, in my opinion, the single best presentation of this song. John Coltrane, Johnny Hartman, Lush Life, a New York Standard.
I used to visit all the very gay places, those come what may places, where one relaxes on the axis of the wheel of life to get the feel of life from jazz and cocktails. The girls I knew had sad and sullen gray faces with distant K traces that used to be there. You could see where they'd been washed away by too many through the day 12 o'clock tales. Then you came along with your siren song to tempt me to madness. I thought for a while that your poignant smile was tinged with the sadness of a great love for me. Again, I was wrong. Life is lonely again, and only last year everything seemed so sure. Now life is awful again, a trough full of hearts could only be a bore. A week in Paris, please, the bite of it, all I care is to smile. In spite of it, I'll forget you. I will, while yet you are still burning inside my brain. Romance is much stifling those who strive. I'll live a lush life in some small dive, and there I'll be while I rot with the rest of those whose lives are lonely. Thank you. stifling those who strive. I'll live a lush life in some small dive, and there I'll be while I rot with the rest of those whose lives are lonely too.
I don't know who plays it better, there, Coltrane or Hartman. Frankly, I think that that's why that album stands out the way that it does. It's the fact that it's so perfect, those six songs that they did. It's perfect. That is my Desert Island disc. If I had no other album to ever listen to in the world, it would be that. Johnny Hartman and John Coltrane, those six songs, I think it's 33 minutes long. I would listen to that the rest of my life. If that was that, that would not be torture for me. Well, I hope you enjoyed this unique run of songs, Lush Life. We heard from Charles Mingus. We heard from Billy Eckstein twice. We heard from Johnny Hartman twice, for that matter. Now that I think about it, we heard It Never Entered My Mind twice from two very different artists. We heard from Bill Evans really three times, his own composition. Why Did I Choose You from his Left to Right album. And then we also heard Waltz for Debbie by Cannonball Adderley and Johnny Hartman. If you'd like to reach me on Twitter, here's something new. You can reach me at my personal handle at ARSHIMBO. That is the phonetic spelling of my last name. It is moving forward where we will be. I'm in the process of sort of closing down at NY Standard, so don't follow me, don't tweet me there. I'm moving away from that. And you can email me at nycstandard@gmail.com. My name is Andre Archambault, and this is New York Standard.